There's been an interesting trend in pop music recently, an honesty about struggling with mental health. The rapper Logic had a hit with a song titled after the Suicide Hotline number, and there's a hit on the charts right now called Numb Little Bug. Some of it goes, "Do you ever get a little bit tired of life, like you're not really happy but you don't want to die?" There are loads of other examples. Well, one of the artists at the forefront of normalizing mental health issues in this way goes by the name Lauv. Lauv is Ari Leff. This song, I Like Me Better, has been streamed more than 1.4 billion times on Spotify. His new album dropped on Friday. It's called All for Nothing.
So what if this is it? What if it falls apart in front of my face? I wouldn't be surprised, 'cause it happens every time.
On the album, Lauv often writes about the happiness and confidence of his younger days, something he hadn't been feeling at the time.
I was extremely anxious. I felt really disconnected from myself. I felt like my life had changed so rapidly over the past few years before it, you know, largely due to my career and moving out to LA. And I felt like I had lost touch with myself a bit and was so caught up in this dream that I had of being a big musician that I kind of forgot who I was deep down a little bit, you know? And so this album was like really kind of like rediscovering my like true self again.
Did that first song, the one that probably everyone knows you by, I Like Me Better, are songs like that that become, you know, hits right away, are they a little bit of a curse too in addition to being a blessing?
I mean, it's hard for me to see it as a curse because it's like, it's the thing that's kind of gotten me the whole life that I have right now. I'm lucky that I haven't gotten to like a jaded point or anything like that.
You say that, right? And then I think of the lyrics from 26. Can I tell you a story about a boy who broke his own heart?
And he always blamed everybody else. The truth is that he did it to himself. Made a couple songs that got big. Thought that he could do whatever he wanted, but it all left him with a hole in his heart.
That sounds like you're getting jaded right there.
That's fair. I mean, that was more like just like sadness. I thought for so much of my like early life, like, you know, as a teenager and stuff, like I thought like I'll just finally feel good with myself if I like get successful at what I do, and then I realized it didn't make me feel better about myself.
I'll never admit it, but I wish that I was young. Yeah. 26 and rich.
What is it about childhood that makes it seem like a better time than now? I mean, I guess if you had a nice childhood, if you had a nice one, everyone would love to go back to it. But what is it about childhood that makes it seem like it's always better than wherever you are now?
I just remember a time, you know, before I feel like I picked up anxiety and before I picked up all these social cues that taught me what's cool and what's this and how am I going to get love. And there was just like a freedom and like an innocence and like a light that I think we're all born with that over time it's easy to kind of lose touch with and to start becoming like the robot version of yourself. And I don't want to be that.
Yeah, I've been all alone and thinking way back to that eighth grade dance. Well, the dance sucked. The girl just kissed me before you miss me. Said someday I'm gonna be a baby star.
Midway through the interview, we got a reminder of how life has changed for a lot of us in the past few years. I talked to Lauv on Zoom. He was at home with his two dogs, and they just wouldn't leave him alone.
Hold on. Sorry, one second. My dogs are going crazy.
When one would crawl into his lap, Lauv would calmly remove the dog mid-answer. Then another dog would take his place.
This is too much.
There was some expert dog juggling going on.
Doggies, I need you to... You guys got to go out there.
I gotta say, Lauv, it's refreshing to know that even a star artist deals with doggy issues, deals with dog troubles.
Yeah, these guys are really rambunctious. They're two small little teacup palms, but when they get activated, oh, really? They're just activated.
What are their names?
Billy and Harry.
Are they very attached to you? Like, were they like wiggling around too much?
Oh yeah, they'd follow me everywhere if they could.
Once Billy and Harry were banished to another room, Lauv and I got back in our feelings.
I need you, but I hate you. Even when I say that I'm gonna walk away, if I come back, I need to, I don't want to. You say that I'm gonna walk away, but here I am again.
One of the songs on the album is I Don't Have a Problem. The don't is in parentheses. It's about using drugs and alcohol as a way to cope with some of those struggles.
Yeah, I mean, that song is super emotional for me. I mean, that came from this place where, you know, I was struggling with relying on certain substances for a sense of confidence. There's one lyric in the song where I basically say, like, maybe it's just because I'm not that confident. I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but it's a painful thing to want to feel confident and to feel like you don't have that in yourself. Like imposter syndrome or feeling like you're supposed to be more than you are, you know? And like that is such a dangerous feeling.
I can't put a finger on you. There's no reason that I do it. Maybe it's just cause I'm not that confident. But I...
When it comes to just being open in your art about mental health, I mean, artists right now are being super honest and open about these things. Maybe I don't remember ever having a group of artists just be so open about this. What do you think it is about this time that's allowing that space?
That's a great question. I mean, I think that a lot of people are, you know, feeling that sense of hopelessness. Overall, you know, people are more open about mental health. It's awesome that there's just so much more transparency now to be able to acknowledge that sometimes, yeah, we have feelings that are like very, very, very extreme doesn't necessarily mean that that's actually the reality I want to live. I just need to express it in this moment. And then, you know, other people can feel that too and relate to it.
That's Lauv and his Palms, Billy and Harry. His new album is called All for Nothing. Lauv, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I see through the pills you take. I see through the face you made.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
It doesn't make you cool. Hey.